We are thrilled that you joined us today. The message you're about to hear is filled with the life-changing power of God's Word. We would love for you to share with us how God has impacted your life through this message. Visit us at riverrochester.com or attend any of our services at the River Church in Brockport, New York. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy today's message.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you guys are blessed by God? Praise the Lord. That's just about every hand. Now, if you're not blessed by God, you're going to have an opportunity today to receive the blessing of Almighty God upon your life. Amen? Because when you become a Christian, when you ask Jesus to become the Lord of your life, the blessing of God comes upon your life. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. It says there, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us." Who's he talking about? He's talking about the church, us, who has blessed, not who is going to bless. Some people are waiting for the blessing, but this says here, the Father who has blessed. That means we have been blessed. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's good news, right? We have received every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ from our Father God. That means that if you've received Jesus into your heart, if he's Lord and Savior of your life, you don't have to wait for the blessing because God, Almighty God, who created the heavens and the earth, he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. All right, for those of you English scholars out there, how many is every? It's all of them. Whoa. I mean, think about that. Every single spiritual blessing that you can have is already available to you because God, Almighty God, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. All of them. Each and every single one of them. So it says there the word spiritual, right? It says every spiritual blessing, okay? So that must mean that the blessing of God is only spiritual and not material, right? Well, you see, you are blessed because you're saved. And that's a spiritual thing. Salvation is spiritual, not physical. You are blessed because God loves you. You're blessed because you have a nice family. You're blessed because God desires for you to prosper. All these things, healings, the spiritual things that God has given us are spiritual things that God has blessed us with. But is that all that the blessing of God does? This morning I want to show you from the Bible what the blessing of God does on your life. When you say, "I am blessed," when God says you are blessed, by the way, if you weren't here during the month that we shared on confession, you should always share and always say what God's word says about you rather than what you want to say about you or what somebody else says about you. If someone else has been repeating a bunch of negativity to you, don't worry about that. Just share what God's word says about you. If you wake up with a negative thought about yourself, you look in the mirror and you don't think the best thing, don't say what you think. Say what God says, because I promise you that what God thinks about you is way more important than what you think about you or what anyone else thinks about you. God's thoughts about Pastor Jeremiah are way more important than Pastor Jeremiah's little pea brain thoughts. I'm just kidding. I don't have pea brain thoughts, but I'm just saying my mind is blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. But God's word is so important. So when he says that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing, why do we go around talking about the curse in our life? We should go around saying, "I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing." Every single one of them. All of them. Hallelujah. That's good news. So I can't really think of a better example to talk about real life examples. I mean, there probably are different examples, but Joseph in the Bible gives us a really good example of what the blessing of God will do to your life in real life examples. Now, let me share before I go into Joseph here, the blessing of God is like oil and water. I was trying to think of a good way to explain it, and Have you guys ever taken oil and dumped it into water? It goes down to the bottom, right, when you dump it in. If you dump it into a jar of water, the oil goes all the way to the bottom, all right? And then it goes all the way back up to the top. And you can even take that jar of water and oil, that's where the oil is on top, and you can shake it up. And it'll get all mixed together. And you give it about 30 seconds to a minute. And that oil just starts rising right back to the top. And you see, that's what happens when the blessing of God comes upon you. You become like that oil and water. So that even when life tries to shake things up in your life, when situations happen, things start coming against you, that you're just going to rise right back up to the top in Jesus' name. Nothing can keep you down. Nothing is able to stop you from rising to the top. And we'll see that that actually happened here in Joseph's life. So before I even turn to the Bible, I'm just going to share what's happening here with Joseph. And because I don't have time to go through the whole entire story. But Joseph starts out at the age of 17, and he dreams that his brothers are going to be his servants. Now, I've had similar dreams in my... No, I'm just kidding. I only said that because both of my brothers are here this morning. Well, that's just a total joke, all right? But but as you can imagine, Joseph dreaming about his brothers becoming his servants, it probably wasn't the smartest thing for Joseph to go and tell his brothers, hey, I just had this really cool dream where you guys actually became my servants. As you can imagine, that didn't go over so well. So what did they do with him? They said, let's take him, throw him into this pit and kill him. And then thankfully he had one brother there that actually liked him, and he said, you know what, let's not kill him, but we'll just sell him into slavery. So here you go, starting out in life at the tender age of 17, where you have plans for greatness, you have these dreams that God has given you, that I'm going to rise to the top, that I'm going to be a blessing to my generation, to my family. And what happens? Life throws you into a pit. And you're sold into slavery. Not exactly the best way to start out in life. But Joseph had the blessing on his life, so he couldn't stay in that pit for long. So he gets taken out of the pit, sold into slavery, and he ends up becoming a slave in a man, an Egyptian man named Potiphar, who was an officer to Pharaoh in Egypt. So he was there as a slave. That is not exactly the best position in life to be when you have plans for greatness on the inside of you, being a slave to an Egyptian officer. Now turn with me to Genesis chapter 39. This is where we're going to pick up talking about Joseph. Genesis 39 and verse 1 says this. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. Verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph. Say that with me. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a successful man. Say that with me. And he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Say that with me. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. All right, say that part with me. I like it better when you guys say it. I feel like you really get it. That the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight. Say favor. Sometimes I just like having you guys say words. It's pretty cool. So Joseph found favor in his sight. When I was in Bible school, there was a guy there that talked about the fog. He would say, you're living in the fog. And I mean, it's an acronym, and I always thought it was horribly cheesy, but kind of funny. He would say, you're living in the favor of God. You're in the fog. And so, moving on, all right? Sorry. I don't know why I go some places sometimes. I'm going to reel it back in. All right, so Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So the Lord was with Joseph, right? You guys got that part, right? The Lord was with Joseph, and what was the effect of the Lord being with Joseph? Number one, it said that he was a successful man. That the Lord being with Joseph caused him to be successful. And then the second thing that it said about that is that everything that he did prospered. Everything that he did prospered, right? I didn't make that up. You guys read that with me, right? Everything that this man did, because the Lord was with him, prospered, and he was successful. He eventually became in charge of this man's entire house. I mean, the guy was back basically running a business, if you think about it. He had the crops, he had fields, and he had all this stuff going on in his house. And because of this man serving in this guy's house, everything that this Egyptian did, who was not blessed by God, but everything that he had became blessed because there was a child of God in his house, working in his house. Now, some of you guys might work for a secular boss or a secular company, and you might think, man, this job stinks. I'm not saying that's the case, but if it is, your presence there as a child of God should cause that business to become blessed. Everything that that business is doing, everything that that company is doing, becomes blessed because the blessing of God is on your life, and that blessing goes not just on you, but on everything that you're doing. So when you put your hand to the plow and you start working in another man's vision, you start putting your hand to another man's company, well, that's going to be blessed. And when that company becomes blessed, just like it happened to Joseph, where that guy officer Potiphar, he's like, man, everything that this guy Joseph is touching is prospering and successful. Let's just make him in charge. I mean, wouldn't that be a smart thing to do? I mean, if someone's doing a great work for you, you promote them. So that because of the blessing of God on his life, he received promotion. Say with me, promotion. Promotion. That's nice, right? It's a good word. Who doesn't like promotion? You'd be silly not to. But promotion, the Bible says, comes from the Lord. And promotion comes on you when you work in another man's house or in your own house or whatever it is that God has called you to do. And it's the blessing of Almighty God on your life that causes you to rise to the top, and everything that you put your hand to becomes blessed. It's impossible for the child of God that is actually doing what God has called him to do to stay down. You have to come up. Oil can't stay down in the water. It has to come up. And that's what the blessing of God does on your life. So the blessing of God was clearly with Joseph, right? But is he with me? Is he with you? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. I'm going to read that again. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Did you know that? That if you're joined with the Lord, that you're one spirit with God. You know, I was preaching about how we're seated in Christ in heavenly places. And sometimes I used to read that and I would get confused because I would say, well, it feels like I'm down here on earth. Everything that I'm looking at is down here on earth. So how am I seated with Christ in heavenly places? Well, physically, Pastor Jeremiah is standing right here. I'm actually not in heaven yet. My body, my mind, my will, my emotions, my intellect, that's all right here in this body. But my spirit is seated with Christ in heavenly places because it says right here that we are joined together with God. So when we become a Christian, we're no longer subject to the things of this world. Remember, we're far above all principality and power rule, any name that can be named. Anything that tries to stop you, we're seated far above because we're seated with Christ in heavenly places because we're joined spiritually with God. Our spirit is joined together with God. So if you're a Christian, if you've accepted Jesus in your heart and you've made him Lord of your life, then you don't have to wonder, is God with you? The Bible right here says that you're joined together with him. You don't have to wonder, is God on my side? He is. You're joined with him. Because if you're joined with him, then when he gets blessed, wouldn't you get blessed? I mean, if Troy and I were joined together, everything that I did, Troy would be blessed by, right? So if God is blessed, then that means that I have to be blessed. If God is healthy, that means that I have to be healthy. If God is prospering, that means God has to be prospering. And last time I checked, heaven didn't have poverty. Last time I checked, heaven didn't have sickness. So we're joined together with Christ. We're one spirit with God. We're up in heaven right now with Almighty God spiritually. Our spirit is, amen? So God is clearly with you. If God was with Joseph, and we see the effect of the blessing on Joseph, then that same effect of God being with Joseph has to be an effect on my life too. You know, I was talking with Brother Troy yesterday, and we were just talking about how we like to preach things that are actually going to help people. I mean, that makes sense, right? I don't like to just get up and tell you a bunch of things because it sounds nice or makes you feel fluffy or whatever. I want to give you something that you can say, I can take that, even if it's a revelation, and apply it to my life and say, you know what? I am blessed. I am a child of God. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like going around about me, but I am blessed. And you'll see that when you begin to confess God's word and believe God's word, that blessing will become a reality in your life. So Joseph found favor with an Egyptian. And Egypt is a symbol for the world. So as I was saying, your boss, your company, whatever it is, might not be saved, but you can find favor in their eyes because of the blessing of God upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what's great? You might be thinking, well, God did that for Joseph because he really liked Joseph. I mean, why didn't he do it to any of his other brothers? Well, I mean, the basic answer for that is his other brothers tried to kill him, and God isn't in the business of blessing murderers, okay? But God doesn't actually have favorites. Romans 2:11 says, for there is no partiality with God, and Acts 10:34 says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, which means God has no favorites. God isn't going to bless me more than he's going to bless you because he likes me more. God isn't going to bless Joseph more than he's going to bless me because he likes Joseph more. The Bible is truth. It cannot lie. So if God's word is saying multiple times that he doesn't have favorites, he doesn't show partiality, then when you see God blessing Joseph, then God has to bless me. Now, if you know Joseph's life, then you know that everything didn't always go exactly the way he wanted it, right? So as I just said, he was thrown into a pit. His brothers tried to kill him. He was sold into slavery. He rises to the top in Potiphar's house, but that he doesn't stay there because his Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him. And when he didn't allow her to seduce him, she framed him for rape. And then he was thrown into Pharaoh's prison. Went from the bottom to the top, back all the way to the bottom. But you can't stay at the bottom long when the blessing of God is on your life. Some of you might feel like you're at the bottom right now, but today that's going to change for you because you're going to begin to rise because the blessing comes upon you as you're connected with Jesus. Hallelujah. So he ends up in the prison after Potiphar's wife framed him. And this is what it says while he was in prison in verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Can you imagine this? I get thrown into prison, and because the blessing of God is on my life, what's the guy in charge of the prison called? The ward. The ward comes up to me, inmate 243, and he comes, I like that number, it's my caliber of my gun. Anyway, but he comes up to me, I mean, that just came to me, and I was like, yeah, no wonder I thought of that. Anyway, so he comes up to me, and he says, inmate 243, you've been doing such a good job, I actually want you to run this prison. Think about that. A prisoner running the prison. I mean, that is not normal, right? We actually have someone here that works in a prison, and I guarantee you that she would tell you that it would not be normal if a prisoner was running the prison. But when the favor of God is upon your life, you're going to rise to the top. You have to. It's not an option. You have to. Because that's what the blessing of God does. So I mean, Joseph had to do certain things. I mean, if he just laid there in prison and moaned and complained about how awful his situation was and said, my brothers, they just threw me into prison. They threw me into this pit and they sold me into slavery and my life sucks and blah, blah, blah. And they just whined and complained and moaned and griped about their situation. Nothing would have ever gotten better. But it says that everything that he did as he was working, God was there prospering his hand. So there are some things that you'll have to do. Some people think that the blessing is automatic, where the day you become a Christian that everything is instantly better. It will be, but you have to change some patterns and habits in your life. You actually have to do the things that God instructs you to do. And as you're doing that, and as you're doing what God's called you to do, then you'll see the hand of blessing will cause you to rise. Amen? So God doesn't just favor Joseph. He favors everybody. God doesn't just put his favor on one person. He shows no partiality, no favoritism. He loves all of us. He doesn't favor Joseph. He favors you. Say that with me. God favors me.
God favors me.
Amen. Make that a regular thing that you say. God's favor is on my life. God favors me. Genesis 41, verse 37. So the advice with the, okay, so Joseph, he's now in the prison, the Pharaoh's prison, and he's been in there for a little while, and some guys that are in there, the cook and the cupbearer for Pharaoh, they have these dreams, and Joseph actually interprets their dreams for him, and then Pharaoh actually has a dream, and those guys remember, oh yeah, there was this guy in prison that interpreted my dreams, so why don't you have him come up here? So this is where we're at, all right? So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants, and Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God. A man in whom is the Spirit of God. How many of you guys have been filled with the Holy Spirit? So wouldn't you say that in you is the Spirit of God? I like that. Verse 39, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. All the land of Egypt. Egypt was the most powerful empire at that time. No one was greater at that point in history. And Joseph, this man who was thrown into a pit, thrown into a prison, is now in charge of all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. The signet ring, which he was able to stamp with and say, this, I'm telling you, under the authority of the name of Pharaoh. That would be like me saying, President Trump has given me authority to do whatever I want. And if I tell you what to do, it's no longer Pastor Jeremiah telling you. It's no longer Jeremiah from Waterport saying, go do this. It's President Trump saying to do this. So this is what happened here when Pharaoh gave him his signet ring and put it on his hand. And he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a chain of gold around his neck. Isn't it going to be the day when some sinner man out in the world walks up to you and says, I see the blessing of God on your life. I see that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me give you some fine linen garments. Let me take this chain of gold and put it on your neck. And let me give you my signet ring. Amen. That's what the favor of God did on his life. And it's not impossible for it to happen to you. Some of you might think, that's so far out there, Jeremiah, you got to know what I've been experiencing in life. No, I don't. Look what Joseph experienced in life. Thrown into a pit, thrown into prison. He went through tough situations. I'm sure he didn't enjoy being sold into slavery. I'm sure he didn't enjoy being in the prison. I'm not saying that you won't experience things that are going to come against your life. But the blessing of God on your life will force you back to the top. No matter what tries to bring you down, God will always bring you back up. And that's what the anointing of God does. That's what the blessing of God, it will take you to the top in Jesus' name. Some of you guys might feel like you're at the bottom, but I thank you that today in the name of Jesus, the attack is broken off your life. From today forward, you're going to rise to the top in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is in you. Imagine that this man in charge of the most worldly empire at the time saw that the Spirit of God was in him. And that Spirit The Holy Spirit lives inside me, and I hope he lives inside you. If he doesn't, you'll have an opportunity today to have the Spirit of God come inside of you, and then you'll see yourself rise to the top in Jesus' name, in whatever it is that God has called you to do. You're bound for the top. Say that with me. I'm bound for the top. That's good news, right? I'm bound for the top in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening to this message from the River Church. We hope you stay connected with us online at riverrochester.com.